For WKMS News, I'm Nicole Irwin. Kentuckians have one more week to get health insurance on the healthcare.gov exchange. So far, almost 40,000 people in the state have signed up. WFPL's Lisa Gillespie reports that's about half of the number who enrolled in 2017.
While most people have received letters that they will be automatically re-enrolled, many Kentuckians could have a different network of doctors and different benefits, as some insurers have pulled out of certain counties. Ray Weaver, who owns a music store in Louisville, has paid $800 a month for an Anthem plan this year. When he received a letter in October that he'd be automatically enrolled in a new CareSource plan, he thought the price would jump up. But he was pleasantly surprised when his insurance broker ran the numbers.
At least for 1 year, our premium just dropped incredibly. I went from 800 to 300, basically, for a similar plan. And it's not because our finances have changed anything.
The federal government advises people to not just go with whatever automatic enrollment chooses for them. That's partially because every year, plan benefits change, as do prices. But this year, President Trump announced insurers wouldn't get funding to lower copays and deductibles for low-income people. So insurance companies have raised premiums. But for people getting financial help to buy coverage, the government pays more for those premiums. Thus, Ray Weaver's lowered payment. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.